99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. The Offspring has a brand new album out called Let the Bad Times Roll. And we're going to get Dexter and Noodles on the phone in... Hold on. Hello?
Hey, how's it going? Sorry, we're having some technical issues this morning.
Oh, that's okay. Who do we got?
I'm Noodles. I'm here with Dexter.
Dexter and Noodles. How are you?
Good.
You got the two main guys in the band. I mean, come on.
You know, Dexter and Noodles to me sounds like a cartoon.
Well, there's been talk. It's in the works. Yeah.
Is it Dr. Dexter now, or do we still call you Dexter?
Well, it is Dr. Dexter. I appreciate your calling me that.
Dr. Dexter and Noodles is in development as a case.
Noodles, you ever feel like Dexter's just a little bit too much of a doer?
The overachiever that I am not.
Yeah, right.
I'm the yin to his overachieving yang, for sure.
Well, congratulations on a really great album.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. This is just balls out. And the legendary Bob Rock is back in the producer chair.
It's like he never went anywhere. We started working with Bob about 12 years ago, and we just keep working together, and in that time we've come up with 3 records.
What's the process with him like as compared to another producer?
He's willing to be there from the very beginning. Like, I could say, I got an idea for a song. He goes, great, let's start hashing it out. Normally, I would put together sort of a demo, a rough sketch of what the song might be like, but he likes getting into it right from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Oh, wow. So I don't think a lot of producers have the patience to be there during the programming of the drum machine.
Not even Noodles.
I know. We were joking about that all last week. Yeah. I did some demos last week, and the drum machine is always, my least favorite.
It's part. The most tedious.
Yeah.
It is. It's painstaking.
The song We Never Have Sex Anymore, when you hear the title, you think, okay, I know what that is. But as you listen to the words, you're like, whoa, it's way worse than that.
That's kind of true, right? It's really about relationships. When you're listening to a song you can relate to, you want it to be extreme. I don't know what the word is, bad. I think we kind of exaggerated it to make fun and to kind of lighten the mood even a little bit. Yeah.
The horns. Is that new for you guys?
Well, we don't use horns a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we did some Get a Job and...
Okay.
Yeah, things here and there, but yeah, nothing like this. This is certainly...
Maybe it was the swing feel.
Right, I don't think there's ever been a trumpet solo in any of our songs.
No.
You're right. And then you retooled Gone Away, which is a big song for you guys.
Yeah, well, the piano version of Gone Away is something we've been doing live for... 4 or 5 years now, just to kind of add a really dramatic moment and bring everything down for a little bit and a little introspective, thoughtful moment during the set. And it's just been going over really well with the fans, live. And really, they kept saying we want a studio version of the piano version of Gone Away. And eventually we decided, let's see if we can do it.
It's like instead of going into the studio to rework a song, we reworked the song and then took it back into the studio.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one hell of a song. You took a complex human emotion, like grief after death, and boiled it down into simple words. It's very Beatlesque songwriting. And I think you should play that twice in concert. I think you should play the hard version, and then towards the end of the show, play the softer version.
Well, thank you. That's a really high compliment. I appreciate it very much. It's like a... Maybe we need to do a medley of Gone Away.
Play it all night. We're talking to Dexter and Noodles of The Offspring. This tour that you're going on, I see the closest that you're coming to Connecticut is either New Jersey or Long Island. Do you have any plans to come to Connecticut, or do you even know where you're going?
You know, right now we're just kind of playing catch up from all the dates that we had scheduled before the pandemic hit, really.
Yeah, where were you guys when that hit? What were you doing? You were touring, right?
We were in South America, and everything shut down, and we had 7 shows lined up. First one got canceled. Second one, which was a makeup date in Santiago, Chile, happened, and we were supposed to play an acoustic show the next night, and that got canceled, and we all got sent home.
It was like dominoes. It wasn't like they all got canceled the same day. We were down there. Oh, first one canceled. Let's wait till tomorrow. And then tomorrow, the next one got canceled.
Yeah. And then came home, flew home, got through customs in record time, which kind of blew me away. I thought it was going to be a nightmare. So I got customs in record time, and there was no traffic on the freeway at rush hour morning traffic time. Yeah. You know, from LAX to Orange County, I made it in like 20 minutes.
Jesus. No,
and we thought, something's different.
Yeah. We weren't sure that we were going to be back up and running at this point, you know?
So we didn't have like a tour lined up.
Yeah. The only two dates that we set up aren't until November, really. November into December in the UK. Other than that, it's really trying to, you know, make up dates that were scheduled from the before times.
One-offs for now.
Yeah.
Well, you have a lot of fans here in Connecticut, and we just built in Bridgeport a beautiful world-class amphitheater. And the backstage was specifically designed to get bands to go, holy shit, we want to come back here. There's a fire pit and a gigantic dressing room, showers for the roadies. I mean, it's really a place where you could even bring a family.
Sign us up.
So, yeah, sounds great.
All right, good. So when you play that date to be announced in Connecticut, we want you to stop by the radio station and just take the place over for an hour. Play whatever you want.
I would love to. That's so much fun.
We could do a hot sauce challenge.
We've got a whole day planned, it sounds like.
Yeah. I got your whole schedule planned out, and I'll have a case of Dexter's hot sauce ready. When you guys are writing songs, what comes first, words or music?
Almost always the music, usually.
When I heard Come Out and Play, I thought about the Warriors movie. Warriors, come out and play!
Right.
Well, I mean, that was kind of implied, I think. Yeah. That was part of it. The song is about, you know, gang culture, Gangs. Of course, and stuff. And I think we even toyed with the idea of should we kind of mock that up for the intro of the song and get the clanging bottles, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I wanted to say, can you dig it?
I watched that movie like maybe 2 years ago, and it is still so much fun to watch.
Yeah,
it is great.
Yeah, I have it on DVD somewhere at home. Yeah.
The song Self-Esteem, where did the idea for that come from?
I think people think that when you sing something in the first person that it's autobiographical, and it's not necessarily like that. It can kind of be like I don't want to say taking on a character, because it's not that it's not real or authentic, but you can be drawing from different experiences, and this was definitely about specific experiences of people that I knew, but it wasn't one person. You know, one part was a guy I knew, and there was actually a girl I knew who had a guy coming to the door at 2 a.m. for a booty call. And I sort of just took that and reversed it and made it that I was the guy with no self-esteem with the girl coming for a booty call and stuff. So sort of a putting together, a mishmashing of experiences that I had heard about.
And you were able to make it relatable to everybody, you know, guys and girls.
Right.
You know.
Because I have no self-esteem at all.
Wait, hold on. Let me look that up. What is self-esteem? When you're right about to release an album, do you have that feeling like, hold on, wait a minute, give me one more week with this thing? Or when do you know it's just time, we got to let the baby out?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, great works are never finished. They're abandoned. I think it was either Voltaire or Paul Stanley who said that. but yeah, you know, with this time, it was kind of the opposite, because we were pretty close to being done, and then the pandemic hit, and we were kind of forced to continue to work on it. You know, we started doing Christmas songs and covers of Tiger King, you know, songs, and then we kind of went, all right, I think the record's done.
Yeah, so that's when you knew you were done with the album.
Yeah.
Well, this is I'm just blown away by it. Really great stuff, man. Let the Bad Times Roll. You can get it anywhere now. Thanks for all the music, and thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, this was fun. Thank you for having us.
Dexter and Noodles of The Offspring, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the Morning.